Hello and welcome to Finn Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. I will be revealing my big board NFL draft prospects, all 32 of them. I have more than 32, but we are going to be revealing the first round prospects that I have. I have all the way up to 80 ready for you guys, but that's going to be super long of an episode, especially since I love to tell you all about these players, and it's going to take me a few minutes to explain the players and how good they are. So I'm just doing my top 32 for you guys, and I think we should just get right into it. We're going to start off with number 32. We already know who's number one, but we're going to start at number 32. It is Joseph Osai out of Texas. He is my edge six on this big board. As you're going to see, there's going to be a ton of edges on this board. Starting off with Joseph Osai. Joseph Osai is amazing player, just a beast at his position. Right now he's sitting at 256 pounds and he doesn't really, he can move better than 256 pounds. He has amazing speed and he's a very clutch player. When the Longhorns were taking on the Cowboys, Oklahoma State, and in overtime, this one was to beat Oklahoma State, who was in the top 15. Spencer Sanders, the quarterback for Oklahoma State, he dropped back to pass. He was running out of the pocket to try to find a throw, but Joseph Osai on the other side just comes in and sacks him for the win. Showed you how much speed, how much determination he had just to go over there and just crush him and just win the game for Texas. And that was just really a big moment in Joseph Osai's career. And I think that's really what's really showed me by how good he is, that he never gives up on a play. I mean, everybody never gives up on a play, but he just never gave up, and he just came over from the other side, ran fast as he can, and just sacked the quarterback. That shows you what type of edge he is and how good he is. So everybody would love to have him. I don't think he's going to be a top 15 pick, but he's going to be one to watch out in the top 25, top 30 to watch in this NFL draft. I would definitely keep my eye on Joseph Osai, the edge out of Texas. Now, we're not stopping at the edge position. We're going to continue. By the way, in these top five, so far the five, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, four out of the five players are edges, just so you guys know. If you guys love the edge position, well, I gave you a ton. But we're going to continue at number 31, Jalen Phillips, the edge out of Miami. This guy is like a 10-eyed monster. This is how good his vision is. If you have 20/20 vision, he has amazing vision. This guy is crazy at reading plays. It's almost like he knows where they're going right from the start. He basically knows where every single play is going. He's trying to be the man, and they're trying to tackle on every single play. If you watch highlights, this guy just amazing. Vision is great, and he's going to be a great player to come. He's really more built as a linebacker, but he's going to be an edge in this league, and he's definitely going to devour a lot of teams and a lot of running backs in the future. At number 30, we got the best defensive tackle in this class. It is Davion Nixon, the defensive tackle out of Iowa. This guy is powerful, just like Jalen Phillips has great vision. He is powerful, like I just said. And I think he's going to be one that really, really makes an impact on a team. He is like Aaron Donald, but more plays defensive tackle on every down. He doesn't play the edge at times. Davion Nixon is going to be one that's going to devour offensive linemen, so I would watch out for him. Davion Nixon always has his eye on the QB and the ball, so watch out for Davion Nixon coming into this year's class. At number 29, we got another edge. We got Azeez Ojulari, the edge out of Georgia. Azeez Ojulari, I'm going to compare him to Washington guy Montez Sweat, because Montez Sweat, he squashed the ball down every single time. And guess what? That's what Azeez Ojulari does. He always uses his wingspan to create plays, and I think that's going to be very critical in this next stage of where he goes. I like Azeez Ojulari a ton. I think the Colts could use him. So I think this is going to be a great player to watch out for. At number 28, we got Carlos Boogie Basham, my number 3 edge in this class. We got two more left in this top 32. This one, Carlos Basham, he's probably going to be a second round pick. I just think that he's a crazy good player. His further, I think it was third game of the season against the Clemson Tigers, he played outstanding on that defensive line. He got to Trevor Lawrence almost every single play for the first couple of drives. So I think if he can do that in the NFL, he's going to be really, really good. I like Boogie Basham, and he's going to be a big one to watch out for. At number 27, we got Mac Jones, the pocket passer. He's going to be a good one. He has some separation from Trey Lance, but is a lot better than Kyle Trask. So at number 27, I think this is the perfect spot for him. He's definitely going to the Steelers at number 22. I can definitely see it. So watch out for Mac Jones, my number 5 quarterback. So that shows you how good the quarterback position is this year. At number 26, we got Elijah Vera Tucker out of USC, the number 2 inside offensive lineman, or interior offensive lineman, excuse me. This guy is going to be very useful for our team. I have him up there in the top 15 picks, most likely. And I think he's going to be a huge part to O-lines, and it could be very useful to any team. Number 25, the edge isn't stopping here. Gregory Rousseau out of Miami. This guy was at number 10 on my list starting my big board and fell all the way to 25. I just don't think the one-year thing so far hasn't really helped him. I think he really needs to show some more talent that he's got. He should have stayed back for his junior year, I believe, and that could have really helped teams see what type of player he is. I think he's going to be a good player. I just think he needed a year or two to prove to me that he's an actual good prospect in this NFL draft. Number 24, we got our first interior offensive lineman out of Ohio State. It's Wyatt Davis. This guy proved whenever he was off the field that he was a huge part to this team. So Wyatt Davis is at number 24. 23, we got Trey Lance out of North Dakota State University. Guy has amazing speed. This one just is a little bit, I don't know. It's just a questionable pick, whoever picks him. I think it's the 49ers, but it's just going to be a questionable pick for me. I'm not huge on Trey Lance. That's why I have him at number 23. But I bet you he'll climb to at least 18 in the next probably a couple, maybe a month. Maybe he'll climb up to 20. I don't think he'll climb up really any further for me as the draft goes close, as we grow closer to the draft. At number 22, we got Xavien Collins, the linebacker out of Tulsa. This guy is crazy good. His athleticism, just being a beast, devouring quarterbacks, winning Defensive Player of the Year in the NCAA. This guy is definitely going to climb on my board. He's at number 22. Expect him to climb. He's one to watch your eye on. Number 21, we got Travis Etienne, the best running back in the ACC by far. He's not better than Najee Harris for me. I just don't think, I feel like Travis Etienne has shown glimpses where he hasn't really been the best at all. And Najee Harris has really been on his game the whole entire time. So Travis Etienne, that's why he's number 2 for me on this list. But he is a great player, and I definitely wouldn't stop keeping my eye on him. Number 20, we got Nick Bolton, the linebacker out of Mizzou. This guy just played outstanding. He was in on every play. He got a hand on the ball. He was basically the whole defense for Mizzou, and he is crazy good. He's definitely, I can see him going top late 20s, but we'll see what happens. Nick Bolton is at number 20. At number 19, we got a Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. This guy, I've heard this comparisons that were unbelievable, And Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, I think he's definitely going to grow out of Notre Dame. He's going to be one that really helps the team that ever gets him. He is in on every play. He devours the running back on every play. Whoever gets the ball, he's in on it. So he's at number 19 for now. Number 18, Najee Harris. Like I said, he doesn't really have any flaws in him. He's just a great running back. He's just a powerful one. He's like Derrick Henry. So he's at number 18. At number 17, this is where the last edge comes in of this big board for now. Kwity Paye out of Michigan. I had him all the way in the top 10, but really what set me back was just Michigan's year. He didn't play outstanding. And he's definitely the best edge in this class. I think he is going to have a lot to offer. But just Kwity Paye this year Michigan had, it wasn't the greatest. Now we'll do one more before we go to break, and then we will come back and finish off the rest of them. We will do number 16, and then we'll reveal the top 15. Number 16, we got Samuel Cosmi, the Texas offensive tackle, sitting at number 4 for offensive tackles. This guy is going to be definitely a top 15 pick. I am so surprised at how good this guy has gotten, and he is number 16 on my board. Okay, we will be right back to finish off this big board. Make sure to stick around. Don't go anywhere. Make sure to continue listening to Finn Sports Spin as we are revealing the top 15 players on my NFL prospects big board. Okay, welcome back to Finn Sports Spin. We're going to reveal the top 15 of my big board now. At number 15, we got Micah Parsons, linebacker out of Penn State, the best linebacker in this class. I once had him at number 3. He fell because he was falling off. Opting out didn't really help him, but we saw what Penn State did. They needed him so badly, and I think that Micah Parsons is going to be a huge part to any team that selects him. Then we got J.C. Horn at number 14, the number 3 cornerback in this class. He really separates from the next best cornerback. Let me find who my next best quarterback corner is. It is Eric Stokes, it looks like, at number 41. Look how big of a difference that is. That is a ton of picks. Just a humongous difference. It's crazy. By 27 picks, it's crazy how big of a difference the next cornerback is. I'm not huge on Eric Stokes. That's why I have him at 41. But that's just a crazy difference on how good the cornerbacks are and then how separate they get all the way. I got right now I got J.C. Horn at 14 with a crazy vision, just like some of the other players in this draft. He just watches the ball and intercepts it. He makes upsets happen. He can also play like a linebacker. He's built like a linebacker, has amazing speed, amazing strength. This is a great player to watch out for. Number 13, I got Rashad Bateman, wide receiver 4 out of Minnesota. This guy I'm humongous on. I compare him to Keenan Allen because he catches basically every single ball that comes to him. This guy is crazy when the ball comes to him. He makes plays, and he's going to be one that I can see being really, really good in the future. A lot of people have him as their top, in the top 25, like in the 20, like 15 to 20 range. Or more like 20 to 25 range, but I'm really high on Rashad Bateman. So this is why I have him at 13. Number 12, I got Jamar Chase, wide receiver 3 out of LSU. This guy is a really good jump up player to get balls, but this one, I just don't see him better than Devontae Smith or Jalen Waddle. So he's at number 12 for me. At number 11, Christian Darsaw, offensive tackle out of Virginia Tech. I'm huge on him. He had a top 5 run blocker rating. It was crazy how good this guy is at blocking. I think Minnesota would love to have him because they use Dalvin Cook a lot. And Dalvin Cook is going to be cooking up a steam when Christian Darsaw is blocking for him. So watch out for Christian Darsaw. I definitely see number 14 being Christian Darsaw. Number 10, we got Rashawn Slater, offensive tackle at number 2. He is number 2 offensive tackle in this class. He's at number 10. out of Northwestern. Just great blocker. Basically doesn't allow any sacks. He is a great pass blocker for his quarterback. And I do see him going top 10 potentially. At number 9, we got the best dual threat person in the draft, Kyle Pitts. He's probably the best receiver in this draft, no doubt. He has the best blocking. He has the best receiving. He plays like a wide receiver at tight end. It's crazy how good he is. He's my number one tight end at number 9. At number 8, we got Patrick Surtain out of Alabama. This guy, lockdown corner. Nobody gets by him. He is right when you get off the snap. He is guarding you. You are not getting by. And number 7, Caleb Farley. He's another one. He is my best cornerback. He is amazing. I've watched him since I'm a Virginia Tech fan. And he doesn't allow any passes to the receiver he's guarding. Number 6, Jalen Waddle, Alabama. This guy, he could be better than Devontae Smith, but Jalen Waddle, he missed some time, and I think that could be a huge key, but he is still an amazing prospect in this league. And number 5, Justin Fields, quarterback out of Ohio State, is at number 5. This one's going to be quarterback field in the top 5. Justin Fields, he is an amazing player. He has some traits that are better than Trevor Lawrence, but I just don't see him. I just don't see him top 3. So he is at number 5. At number 4, we got Devontae Smith. He is my number 1 wide receiver. He is skinnier for a wide receiver, but he is strong. He goes up and gets the ball, and he makes plays. So that's, he has amazing things that he does. Then we got at number 3, Penei Sewell, obviously the number 1 tackle on this draft. He's going to be one of the better offensive tackles in the years to come. Penei Sewell at number 3. Number 2, we got Zach Wilson, who showed a glimpse of Patrick Mahomes in him. This guy is crazy. You might say BYU schedule is awful. Well, guess what? That doesn't really matter. Zach Wilson, he's number 2. Number 1, we got Trevor Lawrence, who is amazing. I can tell you everything about him, but, well, Trevor Lawrence, crazy guy. He can make plays. He has a great vision. He has everything on him. So Trevor Lawrence at number 1. Thank you so much for watching. That was me revealing my top 32 players on my big board. Hopefully you liked it. Who do you disagree with? Who do you agree with? Please send a voice message. You can do that. The button is below the Spotify button. If you're watching this on the podcast, Anchor Podcast page, if you're watching on the website, you could go on to, if you can, you can search up anchor.fm/finsportsspin and you can try to do one. So please send one telling me who you disagree with and who you will agree with, because I would like to know your opinion. So thank you again for watching. I'm Tyler Finberg. Thanks again for watching. Until next time.